So what's it like to be picked up by the secret police in China? The Garretts that Emily just mentioned, Kevin and Julia, were interviewed via Skype last night on Canada's Global News TV. Kevin Garrett said it was a horrifying experience.
It was totally unexpected. And I was fearful when, 18 or so security people grab you and take you back to the Ministry of State Security station. And then there's a bunch of them, probably 8 or 10 of them around you trying to get you to sign this paper saying I agree to be investigated. It's pretty intimidating when there's a camera pointing at you and they're not pleasant voices they're using.
Yeah, I had no understanding of what was going on, so I didn't see any badges or anything like that. I just was grabbed and thrown in a car, and then basically after this quick turnaround in the station, I was just driven off into the darkness because it's not done in a formal arrest style, and it's actually not a legal arrest in China's criminal system. It's just you disappear and you're interrogated. Yeah, I was shocked, and I thought they made a mistake. I kept saying, you made a mistake. You have the wrong people. We were completely taken, blindsided, and so you're terrified. Your body starts to go into shock, and your mind is just thinking about your children and your family and wondering, they're not going to know where I am. That was pretty psychologically very, very traumatic for us.
But that was just the beginning. The Garretts were initially held in isolation for months with no clear idea why.
We're separated the whole time, 24-7. Lights are on 24-7. There's nothing in your room. If you want a drink of water, you have to ask for it. They have to go get it. You want to brush your teeth, they have to go get your toothbrush for you. So you have nothing of your own in the room.
And then you have 6 hours of interrogation every day with three people. So I had three men interrogating me for 6 hours a day. And that happened in the daytime for the most part, 7 days a week, continually. And you never know what they're going to ask. And so you're just trying to deal with that. And then they give you homework at night. So you have to go home and go home. You have to stay in your room and do this sort of homework for them, which is writing all sorts of confession type papers. So it's really complicated.
The couple's ordeal would go on for 2 years. Last night, they offered this advice to Michael Kovrig, one of the Canadians being held by China now.
It'll be hard, but he can make it through. He really can. And, for us, it's faith. It's faith in God. That's what we held on to because, especially for myself, I knew nothing for those 2 years when it might end.
And I would say just put a timetable in your day and just do things that use up the hours because the hours go in seconds. And so find strategies, sing and try to recall every good memory and limit over and over and just create a world within a box for yourself that has beautiful things inside it and things that you enjoy and things that will keep you healthy.